USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar are calling on President Biden to change border and immigration rules. Graham joining Fox News and explaining why he thinks the current border policy is hypocritical.
I can't go to Canada or Europe as an American citizen under the Biden plan, but 1.2 million people from the unvaccinated world can cross the U.S. border and be released in large part into the United States.
The Senate is advancing a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Senators are moving to the next stage of consideration as more than a dozen Republicans join Democrats to advance it. Amendments can be offered, but the actual text of the bill hasn't been revealed. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden says the nation's resources are again being stretched by raging wildfires. Meeting with several governors, Biden citing extreme heat and prolonged droughts.
Since our last meeting, the number of large, uncontained wildfires has nearly doubled to 66 of those fires. The number of firefighters on the job to battle them has tripled.
Crews in Pennsylvania and New Jersey are cleaning up after tornadoes left a trail of damage. One touching down near Bensalem, Pennsylvania, near Philadelphia. The twister ripping through a car dealership and mobile home park, flipping over vehicles and blowing down power lines.
It just looked like a TV show. It just looked like a bomb went off. I mean, it's gone. You know, I've been doing this for 34 years. I never saw that kind of devastation from a storm.
Bensalem Fire Chief Frederick Haran. Wall Street ending the week on a down note, the Dow losing 149 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're heading to see Mickey and Minnie, you'll be doing it with your mask on. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King explains.
Disney Parks has announced it's going back to requiring all guests wear masks indoors due to the increase of COVID-19 cases nationwide, which is fueled by the much more contagious Delta variant. Visitors must wear face coverings while indoors at all Disney parks, and that includes while entering attractions, getting on board buses, and riding the monorail or Disney Skyliner. The announcement comes 2 days after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky updated guidance to recommend masks for everyone indoors, including those who are fully vaccinated. The CDC says 86,000 new COVID cases were reported on Wednesday. That's more than double the number 2 weeks earlier. Other parks, including Universal Studios Hollywood and Six Flags Magic Mountain, are already requiring people to wear masks indoors.
Attorney General Merrick Garland threatened legal action against Texas Governor Greg Abbott over his recent executive order restricting the flow of illegal immigrants into Texas because of the pandemic. Garland claiming that Abbott's order would jeopardize the health and safety of non-citizens in federal government custody, federal law enforcement personnel and their families, and our communities. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.